USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Fed Reserve is moving more aggressively against rising inflation.
We have both the tools we need and the resolve that it will take to restore price stability on behalf of American families and businesses.
The Fed boosting interest rates by a half a percentage point, the biggest hike in 22 years. Fed Chair Jerome Powell saying inflation is much too high and must come down. President Biden says without proof, the leak of a draft Supreme Court opinion is about a lot more than abortion.
What are the next things that are going to be attacked?
The illegally obtained draft suggests abortion rights will once again be a state issue versus a federal one. Biden, who ran on uniting the country, also said this MAGA crowd is the most extreme political organization that has existed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans. For years now, we've helped thousands of families live the dream of home ownership. And it's always great to hear from them.
How willing they were to work with me where everybody else just wanted to slam the door in my face. Second thing was just how quick and easy it was to go to Fellowship because they really put it together quick for me.
At Fellowship Home Loans, we don't have clients. We have friends and family.
I recommend many people. I have my cousin. I have a son of work. I have it's a lot of people who really need someone like Fellowship Home Loans.
We are here to help. No pressure guaranteed. 800-535-2779. 800-535-2779.
I appreciate how quick and easy it was to work with Fellowship Home Loans. What a pleasant experience it was. They really put it together quick for me.
Fellowship Home Loans. Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
Wall Street is closing with stocks way higher as investors digest the Fed Reserve's interest rate hike. The central bank raising rates by a half a percentage point and stocks responded positively to the announcement, the Dow finishing the day over 900 points higher. Actress Amber Heard is taking the stand to testify about her allegations of domestic abuse against actor and ex-husband Johnny Depp. Depp is suing Heard for $50 million for writing an op-ed article in the Washington Post detailing those allegations. Heard accused of escalating the violence against her.
It started with slapping, and it got to be repetitive slaps where he'd hold me in a position and slap me multiple times in a row. Then it would be, you know, eventually I later would either push him off of me or I'd try to hit his hands away from me.
USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
President Biden says the Treasury Department plans to pay down the national debt for the first time since 2016. The president also claims that Republicans are pushing an extreme tax agenda, citing one proposal from Republican Senator Rick Scott.
Senator Rick Scott of Florida, United States Senator, who's leading the Republican National Senatorial Campaign Committee, released what he calls the ultra-MAGA agenda. It's a MAGA agenda, all right. Let me tell you about this ultra-MAGA agenda. It's extreme, as most MAGA things are. It will actually raise taxes on 75 million American families.
Senator Scott on Fox News reacts to the president ripping his proposal.
First off, almost every sentence was a complete lie. First off, let's think about what he did. He never talked about inflation. You know, since he's been in office, inflation is 8.5%. We just had a negative GDP down 1.4%. So you see people that are struggling all across this country. Now, with regard to, there's a complete difference between my view of the world and his view of the world. I'm the biggest tax cutter probably in the Senate right now, or even up here. I cut taxes 100 times. Since Joe Biden got into politics, think of what's happened. Taxes have gone up on Americans constantly. On top of that, he's taken the debt of this country from under $1 trillion to $30 trillion, and his plan that he put out will take the debt of this country to $45 trillion.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.